Good morning and welcome, everyone. My name is Kim Robinson, and I just want to say it's good to see everyone here on this slightly snowy Sunday. First off, just a bit of housekeeping. Due to a double booking event, we need to be able to be out of here by 11:45 because there is an event being held upstairs, so we need to be out by 11:45. Now, in your bulletin, you will find the Project 2025. So you know how usually every year we take on something and it's usually collecting toys or doing an angel tree. This year, we're being asked to help financially for the food baskets. They need $119,000 to be able to do the 1,600 families who have requested food baskets. Right now, they are coming up short by $50,000. So they are asking, we're not asking for all of you to pay that much, but if on either your envelopes, you could put that it's a donation for the Christmas fund, or at the back, there is an actual stocking, which Melody has in her hand, if anybody. So if anybody wants to put your donation into the stocking or write it on your weekly envelope. Now, third thing for housekeeping. On the back, there is a sign-up sheet for the UCW Christmas get-together. If you could please sign up on it if you're interested in going. Kim needs to have the numbers so she knows what type of area to book. It's the green sign-up sheet, again, where Melody is. Thank you, Melody. If anybody does require any type of pastoral care, please let Debbie know in the office while Aaron is away, and they will be able to get that for you. Carolyn is leading this worship this morning as we celebrate Reign of Christ Sunday. The Agape Community Kitchen is collecting hot and cold cereal and can be left on the back. The basket draw is live. We are going to be pulling that on November 30th, which is next Sunday. So get your tickets while you can. Looks like the total for the Craft and Art Winter Wonderland was $1,700. Again, the luncheon is on December 9th at 11:30 at the Best Western. Church calendars are available, so please see Kim or Debbie. And there's a bunch of things going on in our community. I will leave that to you to look up. Again, the Centennial Choir, I can't help but push that. It still has tickets. Anybody that's interested, see. So there's nobody here this week. usually the choir members have them. So again, anything for the Christmas fund, and if you need any further information, again, see Melody. She can give that information to you. Oh, yes, Catherine. There's still some stuff left on the from the bake sale. There is, I believe, beans, there's soup, and so you can always see Catherine, and she will be able to take care of giving you anything that's left from the bake sale last week. Thank you.
Welcome, everyone. Oh, that's always a good start, isn't it? Okay, we'll start that again. Welcome, everyone, to this, what is known as Reign of Christ Sunday. You may have heard of it as Christ the King Sunday, and it is actually the end of our Christian year, and next Sunday will be Advent. It's whipped around really quickly, hasn't it, folks? So welcome, everyone, here this morning. We can never start our worship services without remembering the land on which this church sits. So as we begin this time of worship, we remember that we are situated on the traditional lands of the Iroquois, Mohawk, Huron-Wendat. We acknowledge and give thanks for the enduring presence of First Nations, Métis, and Inuit people on this land. We are committed to moving forward in the spirit of reconciliation and respect. Through the power of God, Christ our Lord sits on the throne of truth. Christ our Lord sits on the throne of love. Let us worship our Lord who leads the way. We are partners, participants in the work of God. Heavenly Father, we come to you today to celebrate the reign of your Son, Jesus Christ. Open our hearts to hear his words and follow his teachings. Shape us by his love and fit us for your realm of grace.
Help us be faithful disciples who bring your good news to life and serve others.
So our opening hymn is Crown Him with Many Crowns. O Lord, you are our shepherd, and yet we want. We stir the pot when we could offer peace. We wander tempting paths instead of following you. We hate our enemies and refuse to break bread with them. We pray for forgiveness, for your goodness and mercy. We can always find comfort in the fact that God's steadfast love lasts forever, offering grace upon grace and mercy upon mercy. How wonderful and comforting is that? Now, while the children gather at the front, we are going to sing the first two verses of 1 and 2 of Come's Children Join to Sing. Lamb Chop wanted so much to come and visit this morning, but then she's shy. She was really excited about it, but then she got nervous, because that's what sheep are, nervous all the time. That's why they like to stay together. They like to be with each other because they feel safe there and they feel loved there. That is why she brought her friends with her. Just a few that would come out, because still they haven't got their shepherd with them, so they trusted me to look after them. And she was going to tell you a little bit about sheep, but instead she's just going to nod up and down because she's still just a little, she didn't realize there was going to be people here. People. And so, what do you suppose sheep eat? Grass and clover, maybe clover and plants. But they also have this habit when they see nicer grass over there or other plants over there, they have a chance. They just wander over and somebody has to gather them back. That same person protects them all the time from wild animals. What wild animals do you think? Wolves and coyotes, And lions. Ah, there. Oh, that's a lot, isn't it? That's why they get scared. That's why they need a shepherd. Because they know, do you know what? They know their shepherd who looks after them. They know their voice. And the shepherd knows them by name, knows all about them. Isn't that something? And the sheep know even when the shepherd is coming, because they know their footsteps. And she just loves that when she sees her shepherd. Do you know that we have a shepherd? We have Jesus. And he told us that he was our shepherd. What are some of the things that Jesus does that is the same as shepherds? He loves us. He takes care of us. He knows our name. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Just amazing. And he's there for us all the time. So remember that we have our own shepherd. There's always pictures of Jesus being a shepherd. There's one of them. And you'll always see that he's carrying a lamb or a sheep that is hurt. That is Jesus. So he wants to always have us remember that he loves us and wants to take care of us. So now, before we sing again, we're going to sing a prayer. We're going to say a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for being our good shepherd. Thank you for loving us, taking care of us, and protecting us. Help us to always try to do what is right. Amen. Now we're going to sing again, and I know, see, they can't wait to get downstairs. Thank you.
Mysterious God, tickle the places deep inside us when we receive the words of the Scriptures. Stir our understanding with deep delight. Empower us to receive your good news with openness and wonder as we ponder the secret of timeless realities. May your message become our hope. In the name of the one who is infinite love. Amen. Our first focus lesson is Jeremiah 23, verses 1 to 6. I will send disaster upon the leaders of my people, the shepherds of my sheep, for they have destroyed and scattered the very ones they were to care for. Instead of leading my flock to safety, you have deserted them and driven them to destruction. And now I will pour out judgment upon you for the evil you have done to them. And I will gather together the remnant of my flock from wherever I have sent them, and bring them back into their own fold, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will appoint responsible shepherds to care for them, and they shall not need to be afraid again. All of them shall be accounted for continually. For the time is coming, says the Lord, when I will place a righteous branch upon King David's throne. He shall be a king who shall rule with wisdom and justice and cause righteousness to prevail everywhere throughout the earth. And this is his name, the Lord of our righteousness. At that time Judah will be saved and Israel will live in peace. Our second focus lesson is from Colossians 1, verses 11 to 20. We are praying too that you will be filled with his mighty, glorious strength, so that you can keep going no matter what happens. Always full of the joy of the Lord, and always thankful to the Father who has made us fit to share all the wonderful things that belong to those who live in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us out of our darkness and gloom of Satan's kingdom, and brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who bought our freedom with his blood and forgave all of our sins. Christ is the exact likeness of the unseen God. He existed before God made anything at all, and, in fact, Christ himself is the Creator who made everything in heaven and earth, the things we can see and the things we can't, the spirit world with its kingdom kingdoms, its ruler and authorities. All were made by Christ for his own use and glory. He was before all else began, and it is his power that holds everything together. He is the head of the body made up of his people, that is, his church, which he began, and he is the leader of all those who arise from the dead, so that he is the first in everything. For God wanted all of himself to be in his Son. It is through what his Son did that God cleared a path for everything to come to him, all things in heaven and on earth. For Christ's death on the cross has made peace with God for all by his blood. May our sacred story help us as Knox St. Paul's United Church to hear God's continuing call to us. I'm setting you up in public ministry so that my presence through you becomes known to all who journey alone.
Thank you, Kim. Today, Reign of Christ Sunday marks the end of the church year. The cycle is complete. Next Sunday, we begin the Advent journey of hope, peace, joy, and love, till we arrive at the stable door at Christmas. Reign of Christ Sunday. It's when we remember Jesus, a king like no other. A king who didn't live in a palace. He didn't wear a beautiful robe or a jeweled crown. He had no servants to wait on him, or soldiers to fight his battles. Rowan Williams, former Archbishop of Canterbury, is quoted as saying, "When we speak of Jesus as King and what his reign looks like, we are really saying that Jesus is present now and always." Jesus is inviting us to be his hands, feet, head, and heart in the here and now. In the scripture reading from Colossians, Paul wrote one of the most profound summaries of who Christ is and what he accomplished. But we cannot speak of Jesus without speaking about God and what he has given us. Paul's letter to the Colossians tells us that God made all things. It is easy for us to give thanks for the things we can see, our food, our friends and family, our homes, and the beauty of nature. If we were to list all the wonderful gifts that God has given us, it would be a very long list. What we don't often think about is those invisible things that are so important to our lives. Air, oxygen that keeps us alive, gravity that keeps us upright. We cannot see or even fathom the entire extent of the universe. So let's remember to give thanks for the things we can see and the things we cannot see, things visible and things invisible. Our God is a God who reveals himself in creation, in his word, but best in his son. Paul says Christ is the image of the invisible God. So what does God look like? That's a classic child's question, isn't it? They want to know what God looks like. There is a book written by Monica Parker, OMG, How Children See God. In the book, Monica questioned hundreds of kids aged 4 to 12 about God. Questions on everything from God's special abilities to his appearance. The responses are funny, but they're also true. God is like a transformer, says 7-year-old Shane. He can turn himself into anything he wants. God doesn't sleep because he watches over us all the time, says 9-year-old Kelly. And one of my personal favorites from 9-year-old Gabby. God has giant ears, so he can hear everything we are saying. The article got me wondering about my own view of God. As a child, I pictured him sitting up there on a throne with a long white beard made of fluffy white clouds. Now that I'm older, he lost the cloud beard and the throne. What about you? Has your view of God changed from when you were a child? I think as we get older, we realize that God has his own unique relationship with each one of us. If asked, everyone would have a different answer. The reading from Colossians this morning tells us if we want to know what God is like, then we just have to look at Jesus. He's the one who made God visible to those who believe. Jesus is God with human skin on. What can you see about God through Jesus' actions? Jesus was compassionate. He was a good listener. Jesus was warm, humble, and approachable. He had a magnetic personality that drew people to him. Jesus felt the pain of others, and he shared their joys. Jesus loved everyone, regardless of their situation, rich or poor, popular or shunned, healthy or broken, physically, mentally, or spiritually. That's one reason I am glad Jesus walked on the earth, fully human and fully God. We can learn a lot about God's character by looking at Jesus' words and his life. Jesus was more than a prophet, a teacher, or a good man. To see him was to see God. If you concentrate on the way Jesus dealt with people, you will be able to see God's amazing personality more clearly and be drawn to him. Once Jesus' disciple Philip asked him, "Master, show us the Father, that we may be content." Shocked, Jesus replied, "You've been with me all this time, Philip, and you still don't understand. To see me is to see God. The words that I speak to you aren't mere words. I don't just make them up on my own. The Father who resides in me crafts the words. My actions are not mine, but the Father's actions." On this last day of the church year, I want you to highlight the last phrase of the Lord's Prayer, the one Jesus taught us. "For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever." Because the true power of Christ the King is the power of love rather than the power of hate. When we say the phrase at the end of the prayer every Sunday, but especially today, we are saying we believe in the power of God's love and want to share it with others. Amen. Our hymn right now that we are going to sing is, "You, Lord, are both Lamb and Shepherd."
Thank you.
Now we come to that part in our worship service that is actually unique to this church, and I love it for that. Faith sharing. If there's anything that's happened during this week where you felt God's presence, and things that were happening to you or to other people, if you feel that there was something during the worship service this morning that has touched you and you want to share it with us, now is the time. And if no one has anything they want to share, we will just sit here in holy silence for a while. Now is the time in the worship service when we bring up the offering. But when we bring up the offering that is in the little white church, we are also bringing up those things that we do for the church and those things that we do outside of the community and those times that we share the church with the community. This is the time that we also bring up the prayer stones so that they can rest on the communion table when we say our prayer. We will now bring up the offering. Gracious and loving God, you are indeed the beginning and the end of all things. May these gifts and those given online or through PAR be part of your abundant vision for all creation. Amen.
Let all
Thank you, choir. Let us pray. Almighty God, from the beginning of time to the end of eternity, you have chosen to use your power and majesty to love us, to redeem us, to shape us as your people. Spirit of God, resting upon us, may your power inflame us with your peace. May your peace touch us with your grace. May your grace fill us with your hope. May our hope lead us into your kingdom. We pray for all those represented by the prayer stones that lay on the communion table. Our thoughts and prayers are with our minister, Aaron, and may she draw comfort from knowing you are there with her. We pray for all those who are suffering, either physically, mentally, or spiritually, those that are in the dark grips of grief. Put your comforting arms around each one of them so they know you are there for them and willing to bear their pain for them. We bring this prayer and all those laying silent in our hearts, too painful to speak out loud, to you, knowing that you will answer them in the way that is best for us and for those we pray for. This we do as we pray the prayer your Son Jesus taught us. As we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is Rejoice, the Lord is King. As we leave this place of welcome and comfort, may the Spirit of strength give us courage to care for our neighbors. May the Christ of mercy give us peace in each time and space. May our Creator of hope inspire us to love in new ways. Fellow companions on this journey, we are called to remember our vision is always to find new ways to help build a city where no one journeys alone.